fine crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Kia ora, Amelia. How are you?
Oh, we're cancelling Word Salad today, Rachel.
What's happening?
All I can talk about is the Blink 182 reunion.
Oh, hell yeah.
Tom's back. My special boy is back.
He's back in the band.
Aliens exist once again.
Oh, that is great news, I have to say. It's been the highlight of my morning.
I can just hear the listeners being alienated as we talk about this. No, we are actually going to do Word Salad, but I also do love pop punk. I just needed to
get it off
your chest. I just needed to be me and express myself.
Live your best life. What are we talking about in the world of words today?
I was about to ask you the same question. Today, we are talking about vegetables.
Vegetables.
Yeah, vegetables.
You know, last night I was sitting at home and I was eating vegetables and I thought, what's all that about?
Amelia, famously vegetarian.
Yeah, yes. Oh, for an embarrassingly long time now. So I've got quite an intimate relationship with vegetables.
You
vegetables
know them
well. Are my best friend.
That's nice.
Yeah, thanks. After mum. but yeah, I mean, we've talked about fruit before. We've talked about apples.
Yep.
Yeah. But I think vegetables are quite odd.
Yeah, give us your thesis. What is weird about veggies?
They're all cabbages. And I think people who know a little bit about vegetables kind of already know this, because the brassica family contains pretty much all the kind of mainline vegetables that we eat that aren't like new world things like potatoes and tomatoes.
Okay, so what's a brassica? We've got cabbage, we got broccoli.
Turnips. Cauliflower.
Yep. Kale.
I think, yeah, like bok choy.
Oh, bok choy's a brassica.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, wait. Look, I've actually got a list here.
Go
so
on,
we don't
hit
want
us with
to
a few
do
more.
Rutabaga.
Sorry, what actually is a rutabaga? I thought it was something made up in American television.
I think it's a kind of an American root vegetable.
Okay.
But so not only are they all part of the same family, but a lot of our words for vegetables are like weird variations on cabbage, but not the word cabbage.
Okay.
So cabbage comes from kabosh.
Kabosh.
Yeah, so it's old, originally from Old French, kabocha.
Kabocha.
But they should really get sort of to the segment who can say words.
That would be too easy.
I mean, basically, it just means head. So a cabbage is like a head.
It's true.
But the old Latin word for cabbage is colus.
Colus.
Hmm. So like a cauliflower.
I was going to say.
Is a cabbage flower.
Ah.
Yeah, and so kale,
yep,
which we already mentioned, is a variant of our old English word. Well, not old English, but our old Middle English word.
Got you.
Coal, which is our variant of colus. And collard, if you've heard of collard greens.
Yes.
People don't eat them a lot in New Zealand, but they're pretty good, actually.
What is a collard green? It's like greens that have been sort of cooked with...
Oh, it's its own little vegetable.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're just usually steamed or boiled, I think.
Oh, I thought it was a way of cooking them. I didn't realise it's its own thing.
It's a thing called, that used to be called, colewort.
Colewort.
So, coal, cabbage,
yep.
Wort. Do you know what that one is?
Green?
Root. Plant or root. So, wort. Like, St. John's wort is like St. John's... plant or root.
Well, that is actually quite relieving, because as a little kid, I used to imagine a man, Saint John, with a really big wart, and I just, it kind of was a horrifying image in my head, which I've shared with you all now. You're welcome. But I'm glad to know it was a root. I'm going to try and reframe the image in my brain. Also, I think we should shout out Ethan, who's come up with the best pun of the day. Are we having a literal word salad this morning?
Yes.
Yes,
we are.
Nice, Ethan.
I've got one more cabbagey thing and then we can go on to non-cabbage things. Broccoli.
Yep.
Is weirdly from a different word for cabbage. So the Italian broccolo is like a sprout head or a cabbage. And so broccoli is like many of those.
Many cabbages.
Ah. Yeah.
Many cabbage heads.
Yeah.
Nice. So everything's a cabbage, except for the stuff that's not. And what's the stuff that's not a cabbage?
Well, once you get out of the world of things that are called cabbages, it gets quite weird quite quickly. So lettuce seems to come kind of originally via French. It's all via France.
Bloody France.
Bloody, you know.
I don't know that I do.
Lactose.
Lactose.
Yeah, because lettuce has this kind of like milky, like
sappy stuff at the base. Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I don't like that at all.
So it's essentially a kind of like a milkweed type thing.
Ugh, not a fan of that one.
Onion though, this one's fun. It's a pearl, unio, it's a large pearl.
That's beautiful.
That is beautiful. It's like the metaphor in Shrek.
Yeah.
The Zoomers want that one, but we were the generation that got it first. Carry on.
It's true.
Turnip. So yep. the nap part is like a kind of a root vegetable-y thing since forever. But the turn part, as far as I can tell, and when I first read this, I thought it was made up, so I looked it up a few other times, seems to be because of the shape looks like it's turned.
Oh.
Like it's like you know how you would turn a leg of furniture,
and then you get that little turnip shaped bit on the end.
Yeah, well, it's got those kind of like lines.
Rings.
Yeah,
that's cool. I like that.
Yeah, very, very,
very weird,
odd.
Someone says, "What about garlic and ginger, please?"
Any reckons on those?
Oh,
they weren't in today's list.
I.
Sorry, I shouldn't have read it out.
We're gonna have to do it. We're gonna have to do a whole other one about things that are called leeks.
So this is just cabbage part one, leeks are part two. What else is on your list?
Because a garlic is a spear leek.
A spear leek.
Which sounds sounds a little bit funny when you say it like that, but it's, you know, if you've seen garlic growing,
yeah,
it has those like spring onion leek type.
Oh yeah, true,
things.
It does.
Yeah, you should plant them around your orange tree. It'll prevent it from getting bugs.
Hot tip.
What else is on your list? That's not the right notes. A taste of cinema.
pivoting areas of interest here. It's all related at the end of the day.
I've kind of run out of the really interesting ones. Tomato and potato are both originally from North American words. So tomato is from Nahuatl, and I think potato is from Taino.
Oh, true. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, I reckon we should hit the song you picked us then, which is a very specific version of Vegetables by the Beach Boys.
Oh, I hate Smiley Smile. Sorry, Alia. Smiley Smile, I don't like it.
We can start a Beach Boys beef if we want to, but this is from the Smile Sessions.
Yeah, from the reconstructed version of of Smile. Ginger is just Ginger forever.
Oh, okay. There you go. I hope that answers your question then.
Yes.
Thanks, Amelia.
Zingy Barris.
I'm gonna be round my vegetables, I'm gonna chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. If you brought a big brown bag of them home, I'd jump up and down and hope you'd toss me a carrot. I'm gonna keep well my vegetables, cart off and sell my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable. I tried to kick the ball, but my tanny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, cause I'm so I do. burst into laughter. Sleep a lot, eat a lot, brush up like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy, boys. Sleep a lot, eat a lot, brush up like crazy. Run a lot, do a lot, never be lazy, boys. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable. I know that you feel better when you send us in your letter and tell us the name of your favorite vegetable.
I needed this in my life today, Amelia. Thank you very much for bringing us Vegetables by the Beach Boys, specifically the Smile Sessions version.
I just think that the Smile Sessions is good and Smiley Smile is bad.
We can do a different segment on that another day, perhaps. Thank you very much.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.